Some very neat music there from Down Under, excuse me, from Australia, Australian pianist, composer, leader, arranger, Andrea Keller, from her brand new album called Flicker and Polar Bird. And you can hear more of that. That album really, the term that's frequently used is resonates. It resonated with me for sure. It may have just been the mood I was in when I first heard it, but it triggered a lot of emotion on my part, and as I continue to listen to it, I think it's a very neat release. This woman has all sorts of talent and a gentle touch and an ability to communicate through her compositions that I find fascinating. Andrea Keller from, basically, I think, from the Sydney, she's actually been in Melbourne as well. So she performs and is an educator, leads all around the Australian jazz scene. We've slipped into our second hour of our program today. It's 11:09 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here live in the studio and streamed live at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. So I know that there are people who obviously can't listen every week but are curious as to what they might have missed. And there's a way to find that out by going to actually listen to some of the previous shows and find out what was happening while you were somewhere else happening. But now, let me see, I'm now about to enter into my historical segment for the day, and it will be quite a change from what you just heard, because it does go back a few years, well, no, 1980, so it's still well in the history of jazz, a lot before that as well. It's from an album called Full Force from the Art Ensemble of Chicago. The Art Ensemble of Chicago was one of the preeminent free jazz groups that influenced a huge number of other free jazz and other jazz musicians generally, and did some really fine stuff. This is their second album. It's considered to be, by at least some experts, to be as one of the 12 essential free jazz albums ever recorded. And it has, obviously, the personnel from Art Ensemble. Lester Bowie on trumpet, celeste and bass drum. Malachi Favors on double bass, percussion, and melodica. Joseph Jarman on saxophone, clarinet, percussion, and vocal. Roscoe Mitchell on saxophone, clarinet, flute, and percussion, and Don Moy on drums, percussion, and vocal. The vocalese is a periodic reality of the AEC. A very, very interesting group. One of the side stories of this particular album is that there were a number of really diehard free jazz musical lovers who felt that it was way too accessible. This was not. They wanted something even more out than this one was, but they continued in their development as a group, learning ways to work together and in new ways. And it certainly is a free jazz album for sure, but it isn't as inaccessible as some of them. I will give the hardcore fans that nod, but the Art Ensemble of Chicago, it remains to be one of the iconic free jazz groups, and their albums are always worth listening to. As I say, this one is called Full Force. I'm going to play not the whole album, but I'm going to play the longest track. Is called Mag Zelma. Goes about 20 minutes, then a very brief track. And the track that several of the critics consider to be the most important one and the most interesting one on the album is called Charlie M. And it is a tribute to Charles Mingus, a bass player. And these guys do a very great tribute in that. It's a very fine sort of bluesy track that will fill out the rest of the time that I'm sampling this album. From the Art Ensemble of Chicago from 1980, from Full Force is the name of the album. This first track is called Mag Zelma. Here's the AEC. Thank you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Well, you just heard quite a variety there of the Art Ensemble of Chicago, at once sounding very out there and very experimental with whistles and all sorts of other stuff going on. And then on that last track, which is heralded as one of the prime ones on the album, the album is called Full Force, by the way, with the Art Ensemble of Chicago from 1980. That last track was called Charlie M, which is a tribute to bass player Charles Mingus, and is a terrific sort of bluesy. I mean, it's a bit out there. It's certainly not conventional blues form, but it's much, much more accessible. So you've got a wide range there from the Art Ensemble of Chicago, one of the iconic free jazz groups. That was from 1980. It was their second album, considered one of the top 20 essential free jazz albums. I didn't play quite the whole thing, of course, but that's a good sample from it. And the Art Ensemble of Chicago did some really neat stuff, and they their members recorded in other configurations as well. So it was not just totally their only gig, but the AEC is still considered in the history of jazz an important sort of cornerstone, if you will, in the continuous development of this great music. It's 11:45 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. Streamed live at our website, which is ckuw.ca, and archived there as well. So I hope that you are enjoying the show. And there's still, a little less than half, but still some time left to hear some great jazz. Another change in pace now, and we're back to the current day. This album only came out a few weeks ago. It's from Giant Step Arts, which is sort of a new label in the art share mode, if you will, with artists themselves taking the specific responsibility for distribution and recording of some of their work. And this is a very neat album and a neat concept. They have a modern Masters and New Horizons series from Giant Step Arts, and this is the second album as a leader by vibraphonist Chen Chen Liu. It's called Built In System, live from New York, and it has Liu's band with trumpeter Jeremy Pelt, bassist Richie Goods, and drummer Alan Mednard. This is good stuff. This is vibes in the new millennium, if you will, and some really neat stuff. This is she really knows what to do with her instrument, and in leading the group, it's really fine. And in case you're wondering, Chen Chen Liu is, yes, a woman. Let's play a couple of tracks from this album. The reason I mentioned that is I had to look at, because my knowledge of Asian names is not sufficient for me to automatically assume I know what gender I'm talking about. Anyhow, from Chen Chen Liu, Built In System, live from New York, here are two tracks. The first one is called Tramerai, and the second was called Chun Yi. Here is Chen Chen Liu. Thank you.
Bye.